Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
These gifts were being taken away, and by the time that the book of Revelation was written, and John closed the Revelation, Jesus, the completed Word of God, then those sign gifts were done away. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part, the prophesying and all these supernatural gifts, the healings, the tongues, the handling of snakes. Don't be picking up a snake. I had a snake outside our door last 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, a little corn snake, about that big around. And I said, come, long story short, what did I say? Oh, no, this long. My mind's going 100 miles an hour. My ADD is running around. Anyway, I opened the door and there was this stuff. And my little dog gets out there and Kayla's hollering. Ah! And that dog starts, he beat that snake to death, shook him to death. Anyway, for sure. I was going to pick him up and they didn't want to pick him up, but I did after the dog killed him. Okay, and that's the best thing for a snake, kill a snake. But anyway, don't be picking up a snake. They had the ability back then, a snake bites you. Drink anything poison, we read that, you wouldn't die. It had that supernatural gift. Well, I don't encourage anybody to strychnine and just prove anything. But you get the point. When that which is in part shall, when it shall be done away, when the word of God was completed, I'll make the statement, I got to move on. There's not been, quote unquote, a Bible tongue spoken since the Bible was completed. It was done away with. All right. Did I say there were not tongues? There were tongues spoken, but they weren't Bible tongues. It was gibberish. Matter of fact, the church at Corinth, they were dealing with this thing, and they wanted to speak in these tongues because they had these temple priestesses there in Corinth. They would work themselves up in a frenzy, and they would begin to speak in some kind of a gibberish. And that attracted people. It attracts them today, don't it? These churches are filled with it. They want to speak in tongues. But anyway, you see, but he was preparing them. I got, you're going to lose these gifts, but what's going to remain now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three. And the greatest of these is charity or love. So when you lose your gift of speaking in tongues, or you lose your gift of healing, hey, the greatest thing is love. And then he gets in chapter number 14. That's where I wanted to get it. And he speaks specifically about the gift of tongues. He addresses this because of the reason that they was misusing it and the misunderstanding, and they wanted it so bad that they couldn't say it. Time won't allow me to read all this chapter, but he talks about... Let's go to verse number, boy, where did I get it? Verse number 9, okay? You need to read this at home. Time won't allow me to do this. So likewise, ye, except ye be uttered by the tongue words that easily to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you speak in air. In other words, if you speak something and people don't understand, you're just a blowhard. Look in verse number 10. For there may be, there's so many kind of voices in the world, and none of them was about signification. And he's trying to, then let's go to 13. I know I'm going through this fast, but I got 5 minutes. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret, so that people would understand what you are saying. And if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is fruitful. Let's go a little bit farther. Man, look at verse number 18. I think, my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. In other words, he had that gift because Paul was a missionary's missionary. He could travel anywhere around the world. He'd be able to go to that country and speak their language. This is what he meant when he said, I can speak more languages, more tongues than all of you. But notice this, verse number 19. Yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with understanding, that my voice may be teaching others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. You know what he's saying here? I would rather speak 5 words that you could understand than 10,000 words that you have no idea what I'm saying, because it will edify you. It'll help you if you could understand, if you don't understand what I'm saying, it's useless. And that's what this chapter is all about. Now, look in verse number 22. Wherefore, tongues are a sign. Remember we read in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, 22, it was a sign for Jews require a sign. Look in this one. That wherefore tongues are a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Remember we read in Mark chapter number 16, where they spoke in tongues that it was confirming the word that was spoken to them for the unbelieving ears. It was not for the believers to edify themselves. The gift of tongues was for the unbelievers that they could understand the word of God. That's what he's saying here. Verse number 23. Therefore, if the whole church be come together in one place in assembly and all speak with tongues, and there comes in those that are unlearned, literally unbelievers, will they not say you're mad? Somebody comes in the church and everybody's speaking in tongues and they're unbelievers. Say, man, there's a bunch of crazy folk down there. That's what it's saying here. But if all prophesy, speaking some words that people can understand, and they come in, and the ones who believe not, unbelievers, or one unlearned, he's convinced of all, and the word of God judges, and he is convicted, because the word of God is being proclaimed, and he understands that. Now, let's go a little bit farther, real quick. There's an order in which this should be done. Verse number 27, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or three at the most. In other words, in a church setting, If the gift of the Spirit, and this was back then, by the way, that if somebody spoke in tongues, let me finish it. And it that by course, it should be in order. He speaks and he sits down. They don't all speak at the same time. It's in order. That's what it means, that by course. And he says, let at the most three. Now remember, I didn't write this. And then it says, let one interpret. So here's the thought. Somebody speaks in an unknown tongue back then, if they didn't know what they were saying, couldn't interpret it, God would give somebody a gift to interpret, and they would stand up. And here's what Doug Worsham has said in Romanian. You get the picture? And there'd be an interpreter to say what was being spoken, okay? But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the churches, and let him speak to himself and to God. So already churches today are violating this principle because of the speaking in tongues, they always more than three. Matter of fact, the pastors encourage people to speak in tongues as a whole. But the Bible says no, one, two, three at the most, and that in order. And if there's no interpreter, keep your mouth shut, okay? Because you'll cause confusion. And then let me finish this, and I got to close. Look at verse number 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and it is all the churches of saints, because it could cause a lot of confusion. Now, here's the kicker. And let your women keep silent in the churches. This is specifically speaking on the subject of speaking in tongues. It's not speaking about a woman giving a testimony or anything of singing or anything of that nature. It's talking about speaking in tongues, and I'm going to close after. Who in today's world is most involved in speaking in tongues? It's the women who are more involved in speaking in tongues. And the Bible explicitly forbids women to speak in tongues. So already the people who are practicing these things of tongues in their churches today are violating four basic steps right there. That we just read how it should be laid out in order. One, or two, or three at the most, and let somebody interpret. And if there's no interpreter, stay quiet. And women, this ain't for you. Are y'all following? Read 1 Corinthians 14. I know I breezed through this, and I got so many notes here about this gift of tongues. It's something that's practiced today, but it's not biblical tongues. Let's pray. Our Father, we love you. Lord, I know we rushed through this, and Lord, I just pray that you'll give us that knowledge and wisdom. And Lord, we share with others the truth, Lord, in grace and not in arrogance, but Lord, truth from God's word.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.